Hi, it's November 18th, Saturday night. I can't see the clock very well on the thermostat, but it looks like 10 minutes past 11. Who knows? Really don't care either, so there. You know, the world is wonderful. I moved some books around in the bookcases. On the very top shelf, the skinny one where we have the basic electronics and all those books on their sides, those magazine-type books. Well, I found that single piece of paper from the old Top Value catalog. And number 13, which was the clock. No. 28. The cordless runs on single flashlight battery for 1 year in walnut color case, 8.5 inches diameter. The kitchen clock you had outlined? Well, it's not in the new catalog. And I sent you a picture of what I thought it was we had wanted, and that was a rectangular shaped with, you know, pointy. You know what I mean. You should have it. You received it, because I know I sent it. I got it out of one of the catalogs. We have two. So you never really told me whether I should get that pointy clock. I'd really rather forget about the clock and let me shop with those silly stamps and get rid of them. It's not, you know, absolutely. We must absolutely do it right away. But will you answer me this time? Because if I remember correctly, it's over a month since I sent you that question about whether we should take that clock and the picture. And you probably got stuck the way I did. You know, what was it? I may just send you back this one. But it's round, you know, so it's, you know, it's round. What can I say? If I sound a little goofy tonight, it's because I just typed out a 3-page letter to you, and that was a long letter. But I gave you a lot of information there, and you may have to read it 2 and 3 times or cut it up in pieces just to take out sections that have questions and things. I tried to make it organized, but it's a long one. I didn't mail any letter out to you today because I mailed out a letter last night that would ordinarily have gone out today. I know it doesn't make any sense to you, but I don't know how far away the mailboxes are from you. Even with that little rinky-dink one on Maddock Avenue and Cyrus, that corner, I can't even get to that before early afternoon without my entourage. And to get my entourage all dressed is too much. And that's the reason all my letters get sent out in the afternoon. Thank heaven for the mailman. When he has a day off, I'm really lost. Because any of the substitute men will not take your letters. This guy's like a small town postal clerk. And I really appreciate him. Because your letter was sent registered, he told me. Not your letter, my package, my gift. And he left it with Mrs. Deegan, and the next day he said to me, I hope it was all right. I knew you'd want to have it. And I think you're friendly with the neighbors, and I thanked him for it. You know, for thinking of it, because if a package is coming from you, I won it. You'll be happy to know that I have not unwrapped it at all, even with the assumption that there's another wrapping underneath it, you know, underneath this one with all the stamps on it. So I'm going to be true to my word. I may open it up 1 o'clock in the morning on November 30th, but it will be November 30th because I'm faithful. And if my husband says don't do it, I don't do it, most of the time anyway. But it's important now. It's the most important birthday present. besides, I miss this. What did you get me, Herb? Tell me, what did you get? What are you going to get me, Herb? And the nagging. And the you're saying, you'll see it. You'll see it. I don't know yet. You know, the way it always goes on. And it will again. One of these days, it's going to be fun again. I miss the fun. I'm sure you do. Even though I'm almost positive that I feel like I'm in more of a combat zone than you are. Even, I know you are. You're so far away. And I'm here. Home, H-O-M-E, home. In quotes and capital letters with flowers all around it. And in the background, violins playing. And pizza parlors and all that stuff. I wish I got to those places. And I haven't had pastrami in weeks. I know you haven't had it in weeks. But it's right here. And we haven't gone out for lunch. When I usually take the kids out for lunch once a week. They're sick of my cooking, and I'm sick of it too. But with all the minor illnesses we've been having, we haven't been going. They're practically all better. She is still teething with those eye teeth. I don't think she's ever going to get them, but you should hear her talking now. It's not clear. Well, I don't know what beginning child is clear, but she's trying. She tells me things with words. She points to things and she says something about them. And she's coming up with all sorts of things. What did she say? She now, up is very clear. But Leslie says, oh, Mommy, Thea said this and Thea said that. And I'll be darned, you know, I can't remember. And I really wish I could. At the moment, Leslie says, Thea said that, write it down. But I know what would happen. I'd write it down and then I wouldn't remember where I wrote it. You wouldn't recognize me as far as efficiency is concerned. I have such a scatterbrain. I just do. It's just not me. Or maybe it is me. And I've been hiding from this all the time. But I admitted to Joanne this evening. She came with me to the automobile place to get the primer. I said, you know, I've been spoiled. You wouldn't have known me out of town. But I've been spoiled. And I loved every minute of it. And I hope I go back to being at least half as spoiled as I was before. Because right now I'm working like a dog. But it's for a good cause. And I really would not have believed that I was capable of all this. Really and truly. If you had seen me with that hinge and that door, and if you had heard me cursing, first of all, I don't know much about those particular things. And when I got the hinge on, of course, on the door, and I got it on the door frame, then I had to pick up the door. Well, I got the door upright, but then it was a matter of only picking it up perhaps 2 or 3 inches. Which isn't too bad, because that isn't a very thick door. Well, it isn't a what do you call these things, like we had in Adams Mill Road, those hollow things, those hollow doors. I forgot. I think this is an all-wood door. And I picked it up, and I had to get it into the top hinge, which was an old hinge, and the bottom hinge, which was a new hinge. Don't tell me I should have put the new hinge on the top too. I wasn't about to start unscrewing an old hinge out of an old door and of an old door frame. And I don't know where that other hinge went. Anyway, the only way I could rest from struggling with getting the hinge in was to put my feet underneath the door and let the door down. And oh my, cursing that went on, and I was sweating, and I was so mad because I didn't have that extra bit of energy to pick up the miserable door. And once I got it on there and I started banging those pins down, it gave me such a sense of accomplishment. But the paint job is not very good. That old green paint was not very easy to cover with ivory enamel in that warm bedroom. But it's covered. But I'm not going to put any more paint on it. I've invested as much money in that door as I'm about to. It isn't even the money, it's the damn time and energy. I remembered. It's a flush door. That hollow door I was thinking about. You'll be receiving Thanksgiving cards from us. Your daughters sign their own card. At the top you'll notice Thea's. That's her attempt at making an O. Even though there is no O in her name, it's her first letter. And she is so cute when she points to a word, and she points to each letter and she looks at me. She doesn't say, tell me what letter it is, Mommy, but that's what she wants. And she's very pleased when I go through it with her. And it is adorable when the two of them sit on the sofa together with the big golden book, ABC. And Leslie says, I'll read to you, Thea. Now you listen. And she says, capital A, small a, for alligator. And Thea looks. And capital B and small b, for what's this, Mommy? And I tell her it's a bear. And then I ask her to tell me what the letters are in bear. And she's doing very well. Capital B, capital E, capital A, capital R. So we are nicely falling into the lowercase letters and words without anything formal. She wants it. She's going to get it, too, in more ways than one. She said something, oh, that hit me a little bit. I don't know how to describe it. She was standing by the phonograph. They still like Tijuana Brass, Taste of Honey. And she said something about the phonograph, and then she said, but my daddy's not here now. And I said, but daddy will be home before you know it. And she just looked at me. I hate to say it, but she's going to be a very, very deep child. I think she is now. And one of the reasons I only read portions of the letters to her is that she really doesn't want to hear it. It's strange, too. It's almost, too, that she doesn't want to hear your voice. I have a feeling that it reminds her that you're not here. But don't stop, you know, with the tapes and talking to her. What you can do on any future tapes is to say a little to her. Not too much. I think somewhere there's a resentment that you're not being here, and she can't face this. Well, adjustments will have to be made on all our parts. Thea is still so happy-go-lucky. The world belongs to her, just the way it did to Leslie. Oh, something cute's coming up. Ellie and Bernie and the four girls are going to Florida for 10 days in December. A real Jewish family. Anyway, they'll probably be there for Hanukkah. And Ellie asked if I would consider keeping their dog. They have a fox terrier named Samantha, whom they call Sam. And Leslie loves this dog. She loves to play with her. So I think I will have a dog for 10 days. It ought to be interesting. Thea's not too fond of her because the dog weighs about as much as Thea does, and the dog thinks that Thea's another puppy. She wants to roll on the floor with her, and Thea doesn't like this at all. But Leslie protects Thea. She pulls Sam off when she's on top of Thea, and Thea's screaming. But it's very cute. By the way, another cute little thing. At supper time, I don't usually put anything out to drink until at least half the meal is devoured. I devour, they nibble. Although they're becoming meat eaters now. They're eating lamb chops. Frankfurters are always on the menu. That they love. Anyway, Leslie picks up her cup or her glass, and she'll say, "Let's do laclayum, Mommy." Isn't that cute? So Thea knows exactly what she means. Thea lifts up her cup. She, you know, stretches her arm out toward Leslie, and Leslie says, "Laclayum." And when I say, "Leslie, it's not laclayum, it's lachayim," she says, "I know, Mommy, lachlayim, lachlayim." Like a KL horse. Yeah, like a KL. It is so cute. But what's funnier is when I'm not there and they're having, say, their juice during the day and I'm not even in the room, but close by I hear Leslie saying, "Come on, Thea, let's do lachlayim." It is just too much. For the past 2 weeks, she has refused to say the blessing at the candle lighting. And I don't even ask her. Before I can even have a chance to say, "All right, Leslie, you're going to say it with Mommy," she says to me, "Mommy, you do it by yourself tonight." So I haven't been pushing it. Thea sits there, and she's like a little old man in a synagogue. You know, as I'm going, "Baruch Atah Adonai," she's looking at me, "da, ba, da, ba, da." She's trying to say the words, and she rocks back and forth. It's very cute. Then she looks at me, and I say, "Oh, man." And she looks at me. She's very impressed. Then she's all ready for kisses, because now she's become very kissy. And she's cute. She'll come over, and she'll put her arms around your neck and give you a kiss. Not too often, but it happens. And she can almost, I could swear, she knows the tune to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And when I'm singing it to her and she's adding the words onto the end, she watches my mouth, and her mouth is moving the way my mouth is in some instances on some of the words. And she's practicing. Next will come the sound. Have you heard enough about your daughters? Your wife is planning to have pictures taken on Tuesday. And if I can have those back by the end of the week, they will be mailed to you, airmail. So there. I hope I'm near the end of the tape. I adore you madly, madly, madly. And when I get you, it's going to be one great, big, tremendous time. So watch out. I will come ready for battle. Hey, honey, I love you. Thank you for your letters, for everything. And I see.